A McLean County League of Women Voters study indicates McLean County units of government work fairly well together, though there are some revenue challenges ahead. For instance, some rural township leaders are worried they'll have to go back to gravel roads. GLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with Alexis Kalish and Sally Rudolph of the league about their two-year study. The spark for it came from Governor Bruce Rauner's claim that there are too many governmental bodies in Illinois. Kalish says the league wanted to find out why and identify areas of governments are cooperating and doing things together.
The officials that we interviewed, especially at the township level, were very interested in being good stewards of the people's money. They are doing a lot to collaborate already, like in purchase of materials for road repair, sharing of the equipment. So there's a lot going on. I think they're good, practical people, and they get the job done.
What are a couple things that members of the public might not really realize are happening?
I think the road repair is probably one of the biggest. There is a group of staff people who meet regularly. This comes out of the Planning Commission. It's leaders from various parts of the government who get together and discuss issues that are arising in a very informal way so they can do problem solving. We sat in on one of their meetings. That day they weren't handling anything particularly difficult, but they were talking about the signage for bicycles. And it just showed, even though that's not a hugely important task, how important it is for them to cooperate and be similar in their approach.
Any thoughts, Sally?
I wanted to mention the impetus for this study really was this conversation that's been going on for a long time statewide, you know, too many governments in Illinois. And the Governor Rauner got on that and appointed the Lieutenant Governor's task force on that very, very issue. And so it occurred to us that we, the League, should attempt to find out in a way why there are so many governments and if there are any possibilities for less governments. And I think one of our big conclusions in that regard is there's no one-size-fits-all for the state of Illinois. You know, someone at the state level can say there are too many governments, but what does that really mean to DuPage County versus McLean County? And there's huge differences all over the place. So we found, indeed, yes, McLean County has a lot of governments, but it's not necessarily that inefficient.
Are there cases where there are duplicative functions that are clearly subject to an idea that these could be combined, that these taxing bodies could be merged in some fashion?
We didn't really find any. You have to understand that this is a limited study done by 30 volunteers. Other studies that we looked at that have been done statewide had staff and lots more resources than we did. So we can't really point to any real overlap duplication that we found, but that doesn't say they don't exist.
One of the interesting things was there are so many groups that deal with water, and you would think that in that there would be duplication, but we really did not find overlap.
Sally Rudolph and Alexis Kalish of the McLean County League of Women Voters speaking with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. They say one lesson they've learned is that if there's to be a taxing body consolidation, it has to be driven by the people involved. And Rudolph says Sangamon County's experience yielded the insight that it's far easier to have intergovernmental agreements on cooperative ventures than actual consolidation. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM, GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. Yeah.